الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, ulama-i kiram, huffad-i kiram, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us that Allah has gathered us here this evening in His house solely for His pleasure. We have in our hearts the love of Qur'an Majeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the muhabbat for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the Qur'an Majeed, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our love for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama and mashayikh mention, if a person wants to measure and see his love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the yardstick is to see how much love he has for the Qur'an. مَنْ أَحَبَّ الْقُرْآنِ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. If a person claims he loves Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let him check himself. What attachment do I have? What relationship I have with the Qur'an Majeed? Are there days that go past, perhaps weeks and months, when I don't even open the Qur'an Majeed? If I claim I love the Qur'an Majeed, how much am I reciting the Qur'an? How much am I reciting it correctly? How much amal am I making? Have I taken it to be a source of guidance? We heard the beautiful recitation now. Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. Allah says this Qur'an is a maw'idah, a wa'az, a nasihat, an admonishment, a lesson for us. It is shifa' for our cures of the maladies of the heart, the anger we have, the jealousy, the pride, the love of dunya, haram. It is also shifa for sicknesses. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. It is guidance, it is a mercy for us. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. It is this Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for us to be happy and rejoice about. When the wealth was brought from Iraq in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, abundant wealth was presented to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he began to count the camels that were there in front of him, and there were much more that he had anticipated. So out of happiness he said, Alhamdulillah, and rightfully he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attendant, his servant was there. And he said, بِفَضْلِ wa وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. We should be, this is the fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala rebuked him, admonished him. He says, no. Fadl of Allah and rahmat of Allah is something else. Not these camels and the possessions we see in front of us. And he alluded to the verse that we recited now, in which Mufassirin explained the meaning of Fadlullah, Fadl of Allah, Rahmatullah. There are various commentaries. One is Fadlullah, the grace of Allah, the blessing of Allah is the deen, Islam that Allah has given us. We make shukr Allah has given us Iman, Allah has given us Islam, we are believers, we are Muslims. What a great ni'mat of Allah. Wa rahmati, and His mercy is the Qur'an Majeed. Other commentators have said, Fadlillah refers to the Qur'an itself. This is such a great blessing. Wa rahmatihi, Allah's mercy is the hafiz of the Qur'an. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا This is something we should be rejoicing and be happy about. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ This achievement that we will witness shortly, inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah. We will see 9 Huffaz-i Kiram, 9 shining stars, inshallah, who will complete the Hifz of the Qur'an-i Majeed. What a great honor. This is what they have attained to the Fadl and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa khair, it is better than all the things that man possess, that men possess, the material things of this dunya, the embellishment of this world, the gold and silver is nothing, nothing compared to this achievement. Ask these young boys, the effort they had to put in, the asatiza, their parents, especially the mothers, the very first thing any parent will ask the child when he comes home, boy, you knew your sabak today. You knew your door. There were days when they shed tears. Perhaps there were days when they felt they could not complete. But it was somebody's dua, effort. And I'm 100% sure today, when each child will recite and he'll finish, that parent will cry. That mother will cry. When the child said Bismillah, they did not know whether my child will finish his hifz or not. Allah, out of His infinite mercy, Allah has chosen these youngsters. And therefore, it is a very momentous occasion. It is a happy occasion. And all of us are sharing in this occasion. There may be some youngster who may be inspired today. Most of us were inspired by somebody's recitation. And that prompted us to start the Hifz of Qur'an Majeed. So, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ This gathering is an auspicious gathering. We have heard many times. وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرَّحْمَةُ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ Whenever there's a gathering of this nature, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sole purpose is to read the Qur'an, to teach the Qur'an, learn the lessons of the Qur'an, except that sakina, peace, tranquility descends. Mercy enshrouds such a gathering. The angels cover such a gathering. This is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must have yaqeen in this. Allah's mercy is coming down. Angels are present here. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ And Allah is mentioning, or Allah makes mention of such a gathering in the gathering of the angels. Allah boasts to the angels about these people who have gathered here for His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our coming here. My respected brothers and elders, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an-i Majeed, this Qur'an-i Majeed which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in these youngsters' hearts and in the hearts of many millions and billions of huffaz all over the world. In fact, these 9 students today will raise the level of the number of huffaz in the world. Whatever the amount may be, it will be increased by another 9 just in this masjid. Perhaps at this very moment in some other place in our country or maybe some part of the world, there may be some other hifz jalsa and so many others may be completing the hifz of Quran. It is this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself takes an oath, صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر قاف والقرآن المجيد ياسين والقرآن الحكيم Allah does not need to take an iqasam on anything. However, there are several things upon which Allah has taken iqasam on. And a short explanation to that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly wants to show the importance of the thing that He has taken a qasam upon. Wal-asr, by the token of time, Allah shows us the value of time. Like that Allah is showing us in several verses the value, the importance, the significance, the superiority of the Qur'an-i Majeed. That Qur'an, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل If we had to reveal this Qur'an on a mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ The weight of this Qur'an, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are revealing to you, we are placing upon you a very heavy, heavy word, a very heavy kitab. Kalamullah is mighty. If it had to be descended upon the mountains will tremble out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will crush into smitherings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is riding the camel. Verses of Surah Ma'idah are being revealed. The camel could not bear the weight of the Qur'an. It actually knelt down. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had that opportunity where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting his Mubarak head on the lap of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. And suddenly wahi started coming down at that moment. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala said, I could feel the weight of the wahi coming down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the effect was such that I felt my lap was now splitting asunder. This is the Qur'an Majid. It is a cold winter's day, absolutely cold in Madinah Munawwara, and wahi is coming down, and sahaba say they could see the beads of perspiration running down the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning from Taif. We know the incident of Taif. He's coming back to Makkah. He's very distressed. He was chased out of Taif. And suddenly en route, an entire group of jinn, they come and they hear the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Qur'an. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ سَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. The jinn heard the beautiful verses of the Qur'an. They were so affected, they brought iman. They went back to their people and said, we had heard a marvelous recitation, bring iman in this Qur'an. This is the Qur'an Majid we are talking about. This is the Qur'an Majid Allah chose these young Hufaz's hearts to keep and to preserve his Qur'an Majid. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala is reciting Surah Baqarah. He's got his horse tied next to him, and Yahya, his little son, lying down. As he's reciting Surah Baqarah, suddenly he sees like clouds coming down. They had like lanterns. There was some glitter. And as these clouds were coming down, the horse became excited. فَجَالَتْ فَرَسُهُ. It became excited. And Usayd was worried that it must not trample his son. So he paused. And the clouds also paused. As he continued again, the same thing happened a few times until he closed the Quran. In the morning, this was at night, in the morning he goes to Rasulullah SAW, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what happened to me yesterday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one narration says, that tilka sakina, there is peace and tranquility coming down. Another narration, those who were angels coming down from the sky, had you continued in the morning, sahaba ikram would have seen these angels. This is the Quran Majid. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala, he is standing guard. Sahaba are camped. Two of them, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala and his companion, they are told to guard the Muslim army. They decide, oh, whilst one can rest, the other one will be awake and he'll watch for any enemy, any spy. So his companion goes to rest. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala is watching. Then he says, let me read 2 rakat salah. And he commences, he recites Surah Fatiha and he starts Surah Al-Kahf. And as he begins to recite, he is so absorbed. He is so moved by the recitation of the Qur'an Majid. He is engrossed. He is consumed. An enemy sees two of them. And he shoots an arrow. It pierces Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala continues his recitation. A second arrow is pierced into his body. A third arrow, when he lunges forward and he's bleeding, that's when his companion wakes up. And then he asks him, why didn't you wake me? Why didn't you awaken me? He says, I commend such a surah, ma ahbabtu an aqta'aha. I started such a beautiful surah, I do not wish to stop this surah. is the ta'alluq the Sahaba had. This was the relationship with the Qur'an Majeed. They were talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, the Shaykh of Arif Billah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, should tell us on several occasions that Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi was such a great wali of Allah. In the jungles, when he should recite the Qur'an alone, imagine reciting in the jungles and your voice is being echoed in the jungles, and suddenly, when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches that brim, and he could not control himself, he could not contain himself, suddenly you see Allah, Allah. This was the love the Salafi Saliheen had for Qur'an Majeed. Uthmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala would say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pure and clean, then they will never become satiated with reciting of the Qur'an. They will want to read more and more and more and more. They will never become satisfied. They just want to read more and more and more. Uthmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, when he was assassinated, or just before he was assassinated, his wife comes out in, and she addresses the enemy, and she addresses the people. She says, if you kill him or leave him, it makes no difference. This man has recited the entire Qur'an Majeed in one rakat last night. One entire Qur'an in one rakat. As he was reciting the Qur'an, he was assassinated. This was the shaghaf, muhabbat they had for Qur'an Majeed. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is going to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the entire incident, then suddenly somebody tells him, what about your sister? Go and sort her out first, and he goes. And his brother-in-law, Sa'id bin Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala, from the Ashar Mubashara, and his wife, both of them, that is the sister of Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala, Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala, they were busy reciting Qur'an. Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, after beating them, then he says, okay, tell me, what are you reading? When the verses of surah, of course, after they told him that you are napak, and he had to take an ablution and he come. And when he came, Taha ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. The verses of Surah Taha melted him, melted him. Immediately he goes to Rasulullah and he brings Iman. This was the effect and power of Qur'an Majeed. And this is the effect and power of the Qur'an Majeed. Unfortunately, we don't read it how we should be reading. And we make no attempts to understand what we're reading. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala an, is a adib, he's a poet, absolutely eloquent. He goes into Makkah, people warn him, don't listen to that man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, حَشَوْتُ فِي أُذُنَيَّ قُطْنًا خَوْفًا مِنْ أَيُّلَامِسَ شَيْءٌ خَوْفًا أَيُّلَامِسَ سَمْعِي شَيْءٌ مِنْ قَوْلِ مُحَمَّدْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I stuffed cotton wool in my ears out of fear that nothing what this man Muhammad is preaching and saying must penetrate into my ears. And he made tawaf. Of course, he was not a Muslim at that time, but in the tawaf that they used to make, and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also present there. And he was captivated by the two rakat of salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells himself, Tufail, you're an intelligent person. You're an adib, you're eloquent. Look, give the man a hearing. Listen to what he is saying. If it is true, accept it. If it is not, then you can make out it is poetry. So he removes his cotton wool. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are you? What are you preaching? Rasulullah explains to him briefly iman, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites to him Surah Ikhlas and Mu'awwadatain, Falaq and Nas. These three surahs which you and I will read in our nafil salah and our sunnah to get over quickly. These three surahs were recited immediately to Tufail bin Amr ad-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala. He realizes this is not a human being's speech. This is not poetry. This is not magic. This is undoubtedly the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, there have been hundreds of people who were so affected. Abdullah bin Muqaffa was a non-Muslim. He was a Persian. Master in Arabic. He has written many, many books in Arabic literature. And there are various narrations regarding this particular story, where he decided to write something that could be challenging the Qur'an-i-Majeed, something in comparison to Qur'an-i-Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا.
Bring all the men, mankind, bring the entire mankind, all jinn, and all can pool the efforts together. Bring all those who are masters in the Arabic language, and all the intelligent people in the world, and tell them to produce a Quran like this. Impossible. They will never be able to do so. Another verse of the Quran, bring 10 surahs. Still they will never be able to bring 10 surahs like the Quran. Bring one surah. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. Bring all your helpers.
Man fails miserably. Ibn Muqaffa, in one narration, he, for one entire year, he sat, given all the resources and provisions, and he felt that he, somehow in the end, he has produced something. As he's coming out with his scrolls, you see, he's going past a young girl, a hafidha, is reciting.
وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ ابْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِيِّ وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam story, Hufazi Kiram ulama will understand. Plus minus, there are 19 words in this verse. But there are 21 aspects of balagha in this, of eloquence. Such a beautiful verse. When he heard this verse, he says, impossible, impossible to bring anything that can compare with the Quran. He tore his clothes. This is the Quran al-Majeed we are talking about, my respected brothers and elders. A hafiz of the Quran, they are known as Ahlullah wa Khasatuh. They are the friends of Allah. The special people of Allah. They are known as Ashraf Ummati. The honored ones of this ummah. Allah has given them honor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us also to honor a hafiz of the Quran. By honoring a hafiz of the Quran, you are honoring Allah. Inna min ijlali Allah ta'ala ikram di shaybati al-muslim wa hamil al-Quran ghayr al-ghali fihi wa jafi anhu wa ikram di sultan al-muqsit. It's a long hadith. If you want to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the things mentioned in this hadith in honoring Allah is honoring a hafiz of the Quran. Al-mahiru bil-Quran ma'as safaratil kiram al-barara. A hafiz of the Quran. He has learned to recite the Quran like an expert. He has learned tajweed. He has learned makharij of the letters, the sifat of the letters. He knows where to pause, where to stop, where to continue. His position is with those noble scribes, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him honor. That is why Mawlana Badri Alam rahmatullahi alayhi, who passed away in Madinah Munawwara, and he's buried right in the entrance of Jannatul Baqi. And somebody asked his son Mawlana Aftab Alam rahmatullahi alayhi something special about his father. And he had mentioned that my father never stretch his legs in front of any hafiz of the Quran out of respect for him. Allah has given them honor. مَنْ شَغَلَهُ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرِي عَنْ مَسْأَلَتِي. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, whoever has become occupied because he is learning the Quran, he doesn't have time to make dua. He has to wake up early hours of the morning. He has to go to madrasa, then go rush to school, come back again in the afternoon. In the night he's got homework, he's got assignments, all the time. Whatever opportunity he gets, he's with his Quran. He doesn't get the time like others have to make dua. Allah says, I will give him far more, better than what others are making dua. More than what others are asking me, Allah says, I will give them more than that. In the dunya, Allah will give them noor. There is noor for them in this dunya. Look at the face of the hafiz. Immediately you will make out his hafiz of Quran. One riwayat, it is a weak narration, but Shaykh Abdullah Sirajuddin rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioned in his kitab. And this hadith where Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man jama'a al-Quran
مَتَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِعَقْلِهِ حَتَّى يَمُوتِ, which simply means a hafiz of the Quran will not become senile. He won't become majnoon. He won't become insane. Allah will protect his aql. Allah will give him full benefit of his aql, his intelligence. So in dunya also, in the qabr will say, كَيْفَ أَكُلُهُ, how can I consume this body when he's got the Quran in his sina, in his heart? The day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the hafiz. There are so many narrations, in so many ahadith kitabs. Allah will say, where is that hafiz of the Quran? His parents will be honored. Ulbisat walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. A crown, not an ordinary crown. The brilliance of the crown outshines the brilliance of the sun. The sun's rays come into our homes. Or the sun had to be placed into our homes. Can you imagine how our homes would be shining? Far more brilliant than that will be the crowns that the parents are wearing. Allah will honor the parents. Imagine how Allah will honor the hafiz of the Quran. Where is that hafiz? Iqra, wartaqi, warattil. Allah will say, read and ascend. Parta ja, charta ja. Read and carry on, going higher and higher and higher, and read in that melodious voice like how you should read in the world. And your place and your palace and your home and your abode in Jannah will be in that level where you stop your recitation of the Quran. That hafiz will recite the entire Quran. Can you imagine where he'll be in the akhirat in Jannah? Where his position will be? There's only honor and honor for the hafiz of the Quran. Therefore, this ni'mat, my respected hufazi kiram who are competing today, first of all, I congratulate you. Mubarak Baad to all of you, and their parents, and their families, the grandparents, and the ustads, the asatis that had made great efforts. And whosoever contributed towards them completing the hifz of the Quran and Majeed. This is such a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man hafiz al-Quran, a person who has learned the Quran by memory. And then he thinks that somebody else in the dunya perhaps got some other degree, some other profession, some other title, that he is better than me. فَقَدْ غَلِطَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَقَدْ صَغَّرَ أَعْظَمَ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ. He has looked down upon the greatest of ni'mah that Allah has conferred upon him. You have not appreciated and valued this ni'mat if you think somebody else in the dunya, perhaps he become a doctor or lawyer, whatever it may be. Of course, with due respect to all the professionals. But this becoming hafiz of the Quran is a different ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But having mentioned these few blessings and virtues of the hafiz of the Quran, my respected brothers and elders, you may have heard on many occasions, my respected and beloved father-in-law, Mawlana Yunus Patir Rahmatullahi Ali, in almost every hifz, khatam occasion, he would emphasize again and again the following point, that this hafiz of the Quran we are discussing is that hafiz of the Quran who's not just memorized the Quran, but amila bima fi. He has made amal on the Quran Majeed. A hafiz of the Quran is different. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to give this example. That if you are traveling abroad, you're going overseas, wherever you're going, for Hajj or Umrah, and if you've got very important things, valuables you've got at home, you will give it to somebody who you trust. You'll find the most trustable person, trustworthy person, and you give him these valuables to keep. Why? Because you trust him. Like that, Allah trusts these hufazi kiram. And therefore his Quran he has given to them to place into their hearts. Imagine after Allah has trusted you and Allah has given you this nur in your sina. Now you bring darkness in your heart by committing sins. A hafiz is different from a non-hafiz. A hafiz has to be different. His night is different from the night of a non-hafiz. Perhaps a person who is not a hafiz, his wasting his time in frivolous pursuits of this world, in amusements and pleasures of this world. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ. His night must be one of tahajjud. His night must be one of buka, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while everybody else is enjoying and laughing. He's crying. He's got a huzan in his heart. He's got a grief that he wants to be a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ills that are happening in society, he does not fall into the traps. And therefore he chooses his friends and good company and pious company. Hazrat Maulana should say years ago, unfortunately, that there are so many hafiz of the Quran you will find in the rave clubs. So many hafiz of the Quran who you will find in the rehabs. When he first mentioned it, I myself could not believe it. I felt that perhaps it's just mubalagha, somebody must inform Hazrat Maulana. Unfortunately, this is the reality of the situation. Allah has given you a pure heart. Now it is absolutely important, firstly, to make 2 rakat shukr namaz. If you haven't done so as yet, after Maghrib Salah, 2 rakat shukr namaz. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then show gratitude to your ustaz and your parents. And most important, make door of the Quran Majid. تَعَاهَدُ الْقُرْآنِ فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُ أَشَدُّ تَفَصِّيًا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ أَشَدُّ تَفَلُّتًا مِنَ الْإِبْلِ فِي عُقُلِهَا. Preserve this Qur'an, protect this Qur'an by making door every single day of your life. Every single day of your life. Why? Rasulullah has taken a qasam in Allah that this Qur'an escapes from the heart faster than a camel that has been tied with a rope and it breaks loose. This Qur'an Majid escapes from the heart. Therefore, a person has to make door of the Qur'an, otherwise he will forget it. And a hafiz, after learning the Qur'an, if he forgets the Qur'an Majid, one narration, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, ajzam, like a person suffering from leprosy, a leper. Imagine in the terrible condition you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration says that a boulder, a man, will crush his head with a boulder, with a rock. And each time it is crushed, it comes back again. And this thing is repeated again and again. This is the punishment of the hafiz of the Qur'an, who forgets his Qur'an. Rasulullah says, I was shown the sins of my ummah. I did not see any sin worse than a person learning a surah of the Qur'an and then forgetting this surah of the Qur'an. Then of course, I mentioned stay in good company. Time is already exhausted. There's so many things I would like to share. But inshallah, you'll hear other speakers. But in short, let us value this great ni'mat Allah has given you. Stay in good company. Spend your time in good environments. If you happen to slip, if you make a mistake, we are human beings, we are young, there are temptations, then immediately make tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar. Find somebody in your life, your asatis are the best people, they know you. Find some alim who you can talk to. You can tell him your problems, your spiritual problems, and he can guide you, he can direct you. My respected brothers and elders, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Whatever little has been said, may Allah give us the haqiqat of this Qur'an Majeed. May Allah bless his youngsters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every hafiz of the Qur'an. May Allah give us a momentous occasion in Jannah and Akhirat. There are so many narrations, but just one narration I will mention, that in Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Allah himself, will gather every jannati, and the jannatis will be mounted on beautiful pulpits and mimbars studded with jewels and pearls and emeralds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite the Qur'an Majeed. Imagine Allah reciting the Qur'an Majeed. I heard from our elders and mashayikh, ulama have said, Allah when he will recite, he won't say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah will say, he will commence, Anar Rahmanur Rahim. I am Allah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Can you imagine the when we will hear the recitation of Kalamullah from Allah himself? It is mentioned in narration, they will not hear anything more sweeter than the recitation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.